Our next storyteller is Dan Olson, who you guys might know as a guy named Dano. And I gotta say, I met Dano like 10 years ago, and I was at this party, and I just met the guy, and he had a guitar, and he was singing a song, and the song was all about me. And he's like, oh yeah, I wrote that one a couple years ago. And so when it was time to host Arctic Entries, I'm like, I know Dano's got stories. So actually, I'm gonna steal his joke. This is our first Antarctic entry. Dan Olson.
I'm Dan. I'm a tour boat captain down in Seward, but in the wintertime I often have started my own migration about 4 years ago down to Antarctica to check things out on that side of the planet. And Matt did steal my thunder. He's been egging me to do an Arctic entry for a long time, and when I found out that the topic was spooked, I begged to have an Antarctic entry because I could think of no more spooky moment in my life than was provided me by a leopard seal in Antarctica. And can I just see how many people have seen photos, videos, or real-life leopard seals? All right, that's a little bit of an indication. Because if you haven't, a leopard seal, if you have just a seal, what, this guy was spooked by a seal? Leopard seals are 1,300 pounds, about 13 feet long, or if you're one of those crazy people in the audience who wants to go with the rest of the scientific community and the world and do the metric thing, about 3 meters and about 500 kilograms. And when a harbor seal looks at you, you've probably been kayaking out in the Sound when you've seen a harbor seal look at you with those puppy dog eyes, and they look curious and cute, almost like they want to be pet. When a leopard seal looks at you, a leopard seal has a reptilian head about this long, about this tall, and has a long grin about this long, as if to say, I just might eat you right now. And although there's been no documented cases of a leopard seal eating a human, there has been documented cases of leopard seals killing humans. And if you're familiar with the Shackleton story, the Endurance, Thomas Ord Lees was spooked by a leopard seal and went running across the ice the other direction. Apparently it went underneath, swam underneath, and watched his shadow on the ice and popped up in front of him by surprise and nearly got him until Frank Wilde had a rifle right there on hand, and he had quite a nice encounter. If you've seen Paul Nicklin's videos and photographs, they keep on bringing these penguins to photographers and scuba divers sometimes as if they think we're a totally useless predator on our own and we need to be taught how to eat penguins. They just push them up towards the camera, but they will also mouth the cameras. Leopard seals like to mouth things to test them, and I've seen them mouth our kayaks before. Again, there's a 1,300-pound animal in the water. And we've seen them pop our zodiacs down in Antarctica and things like that. So they're pretty intimidating. Well, I had clients out on kayaking, and we've had much training about calving icebergs and the waves they produce and calving glaciers and how far to be away from them so you don't get shards of ice blown at you at about 100 miles an hour and things like that. But they don't have much in the handbook, the manual, about how to deal with a 1,300-pound seal that grins and says, I could eat you if I feel like it. So we're paddling along one day. I have 10 clients in 5 doubles, and I'm in a single, and somebody says, what is that over there? Is that a seal? And we all look, oh yeah, and I said, I think it's a leopard seal. And I hadn't heard enough of the bad stories, just some of the curious stories. And so we're watching it for a while, and somebody says, I think it's got something. And sure enough, there's a penguin flying through the air. And we took some pictures, and we checked it out, and we could see that the penguin's head was only attached to the rest of its body by a small little bit of skin. And leopard seals will do that. They'll bite all the way around the neck to separate all the skin, and then they grab the rest of the skin and shake like mad until the penguin literally gets ripped out of its own skin. And we watched this. And then it proceeded to eat the penguin. And that kind of display of a predator eating something usually happens in a zoo behind bars, and you don't really have it right in front of you. Well, then it finished, and it swam over to us, which at this point was still fascinating and interesting. And for me, it was. For some of my kayakers had quite a firm grip on their paddle at that point. And it started charging at us and diving straight down. And I don't know about you guys, but every time there's a very large something underwater, everybody's looking to see where it is. And it would come shooting up and straight out, and it would like glance just a couple inches from our kayaks, shooting back and forth. And the other kayakers, at that point, the guide mentality kicks in, and I say, you guys might all want to raft up together. which they were very quick to do. And I, you know, the other piece of guide mentality is like, take care of your clients and you'll be fine, you know? So I'm kind of drifting out on my own, and we're this leopard seal zipping it towards us, zipping back and forth. And all of a sudden it zips straight down from us and we don't really see where it goes. And quite a bit of time passes by and we're all quite curious where it's going. And all of a sudden I feel and hear at the same time, boom! On the bottom of my kayak, I nearly capsized. And the leopard seal had hit the bottom of my kayak alone so hard that it like jumped me up a little bit, but thankfully I did not capsize. And it became quickly a good time to raft up with the other kayaks. And my interest and intrigue quickly turned into a slight bit of nervousness. Well, what had happened was that the wind had drifted us towards this one iceberg. Leopard seals, also known as sea leopards, leopard seals love icebergs. They love to hang out near icebergs. And I think that they sometimes can see penguins swimming between them and icebergs. They can hide behind them. And they often rest near them. And it's just a good place for them to hang out. And we had drifted into his or her. It was a big one, so it was probably a her. Female sea leopard seals are quite large. And we had drifted near her iceberg. And she didn't like that very much. So she was charging us to get us to clear out of her territory. And normally I'm not a proud person. I can admit defeat, but I am pretty fairly self-sufficient. So it did take just a little bit of wisdom over my self-sufficiency to then call on the radio to our safety Zodiac and say, you know what, can you just tow us out of here?